Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
It's the Round Ball Rock Podcast, starring Dave Schilling, Jody Allen, Georgia Frontier, Joey Devine, Gail Benson, Rachel Phelps, Sean Keen, Virginia Hollis McCaskey, Jamie Gertz, special guest Dave Dufour, Patreons, Bone Wet Video, thank you Bone Wet, Ron Zissig, Dunkafronts, DJ Eli Fresh Mode, thanks for dropping the beat in the Patreon. Musical guest, Shania Twain. And now the temporary host of Round Ball Rock, Joey Devine.
Hi, it's me, Joey Devine, your temporary host of the Round Ball Rock podcast. And we are back with a brand new episode. I almost said video. We're back with a brand new episode. I'm here, as always, with America's Uncle Dad, Sean Keen. Sean, how are you?
Oh, I'm good.
And
a lot of kid action. I taught 5 swim lessons yesterday, Joey.
That's a lot of swim 5 lessons. That's a lot of turtle floating. We're also
we call
here.
It tortoise floating now. It's yeah. We don't want to get canceled.
Yeah, because you got woke and you're going broke. All right. we're here also with friend of the show, from The Athletic, Dave Dufour. Dave, how are you?
Better than fantastic.
Whoa. Why? Why are you better than fantastic, Dave?
I've pulled off the impossible, guys.
What have you done?
I have a bunch of PS5s.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
How many? You guys,
well, 4.
How
amazing.
What
I'm not sure how I even
PS5s?
Got them. Well, you know, they could be yours.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, okay, I'm here. Okay. I'm here to see specifically what if you do? Guys are interested in PS5.
Are we buying? What's the price? Do we have to
buy
them?
Joey, hold on.
Listen,
These are PS5s. We can't be greedy about it. Mm-hmm. We need to open this up to our listeners because you know who we love and appreciate every single day of our lives?
And who is that?
Our listeners, the Round Ball What the Fuckers.
Yeah, which follow us on Twitter @RoundRockPod, on Gmail at roundrockpod@gmail.com. Subscribe to our Patreon and our t-shirt store at tpublic.com. Call us on the phone. And while we're doing business, Dave, I have some news for you. Sean and I are also selling four PS5s.
What?
Wait, what?
Yeah, we are.
We are. We're selling four PS5s. So, you know, email us, DM us for how much you want to pay us for these PS5s. And while we're doing that, why don't we
Wait a second. Mm-hmm. Because I know you guys have these PS5s, but mm-hmm. my PS5s actually come with tickets to a Lakers game.
Ooh,
what?
So yeah, I'm including two tickets with each PS5. Mm-hmm. So yeah, just shoot my, you know, my DMs are open.
Yeah.
My DMs on Twitter.
I guess you live in Southern California.
That's
now,
right. So that's right. I know a bunch of people.
Well, that's funny because, our PS5s, Dave Dufour, if you buy our PS5s, you get entered into a raffle where, you can take a photo with Rob Pelinka at the Kobe mural of your choosing.
Oh, it's pretty good.
Okay, but you get to see Austin Reeves play basketball, with my, you know, let the listeners decide.
Yeah.
What's a better deal?
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of the listeners, why don't we do some reader mail real quick?
This is Round Ball Rock Reader Mail. Communications from listeners. Why do we call it reader mail? It is confusing for robots.
All right, Sean. Who did we hear from this week?
We heard from a new listener. They have not written to us before. Steve Lethree writes, "Hey, Sean and Joey, love the show. I made a bunch of extra Apple accounts because I wanted to give it more 5-star reviews. Thank you for that. We appreciate all the 5-star reviews, which is also the only thing that you can legally give on iTunes for Round All Rock." He continues, "Anyway, I was wondering which NBA player would be which gaming system. I think the Sega Dreamcast was Grant Hill. Solid all around, but just didn't have the long career." Technically, he did have a long career. He had a really long career.
The peak was not, well, I guess, the peak wasn't as long.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had a big valley.
Well, I mean, he literally was shot down in his prime by his own ankle.
Sort of like the Dreamcast was by Sega, I think.
I would say right off the bat, Kevin Durant are these PS5s we have in our possession because they are on the market and going to the highest bidder.
I would say that Giannis Antetokounmpo is the PS5 because it's the best in the world.
Mm-hmm. And but
guys,
yep, go ahead.
I'm sorry that it's definitely Kyrie because actually getting to play a game on the PS5, much like Kyrie playing games, rare occurrence. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
you know, oh, again, good point. My PS5 very rare. Comes with those Laker tickets.
And the difference between Kyrie Irving and these PS5s we're selling though is they are wrapped in a box and covering their mouths.
Yeah. Can I tell you something that we're also offering, actually?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Because of this, this is maybe like a crazy thing to offer. Joey, I didn't clear this with you first, of course. But if you buy one of these PS5s, you can actually come and have dinner at the Sizzler in Hayward, California, with me and Tim Kawakami.
Great.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny because, you know, as everyone knows, Round Ball Rock is part of a great legacy of podcasting, just like the legacy of the Los Angeles Clippers. And I have arranged it so the person who buys the final PS5 actually gets to be Jerry West's lawyer in the Supreme Court case against HBO's Winning Time, Sean.
Hey, not bad. Not bad. Yeah. Not bad.
Well, okay, so I actually, guys, I, something I left out, you know, got a lot going on this morning. The first person to purchase a PS5 gets those Laker tickets, of course, but also gets to play a game of horse against Seth Partnow.
Ooh.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's for the first buyer. You know, we want to create that impulse. So, you know.
Okay. So I think we answered Steve Lathree's question definitely. At that point.
All right, well, I mean, the PS4 is LeBron, right?
I mean, I don't think we want to be talking about PS4s because, you know, they're worse than the PS5. So let's go to the news.
This is Round Ball Rock News. Basketball news. For humans and robots. Trust the process.
Amon Shumpert was arrested for weed possession, guys. And once again, I just want to say, weed should not be a crime. Let Amon smoke. ACAB. But you know what could be in your possession, dear listeners? A brand new PS5 if you DM either me, Sean, or Dave Dufour.
And actually, technically, you would be talking to my assistant. It's not going to come from my normal email address. My assistant's name is Rajiv, and you can find him at Rajiv69420. And then it's just the dollar sign, the hashtag, an exclamation point, and then 7 9s at hotmail.com.
Great.
He'll be handling the transactions for me.
I should also note my assistant, Pierre, and who is email is Pierre420 Viva La France at hotmail.com. That he'll be handling all of the particulars of the financial via, I believe, Western Union.
Okay. I should also mention that if you email me, you have to do it at my personal email, which is ivehackedapodcast@hacker.com. And you can only buy the PS5s from me through Apple gift cards.
Yeah. So free Amon Shumpert, and I think Montrezl Harrell thinks he's a pussy for this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? 6 ounces of weed? Come on. let's go to the trade drive.
Yeah, let's go to the trades. Let's talk trades.
Trades. That's right, we're talking about trades.
/ Capspace URLs. You remember we talk about Capspace all the time in the program. / Capspace. Let them know that you came from us. Limited time only. Terms apply.
Protected picks.
You can even create a beautiful website while listening to this podcast. Over 140 million people choose Wix to create their website. Create yours today. That's wix.com/woj, W-O-J, to get 10% off.
Rights to euros that are never coming.
Enter code NBA at checkout for $20 off your first order.
Expiring salaries.
If you missed it, we launched the Recapables Billions podcast on our Recapables feed.
Treating people like their assets and not people.
ZipRecruiter.com/lowpost, L-O-W-E post, ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire.
Even robots know that basketball is a business, so players shouldn't have feelings because of business. Trades.
All right, guys. In trades news, Kevin Durant, Donovan Mitchell, and Kyrie Irving have yet to be traded. But Sean, you know what has incredible trade-in value?
I don't know.
A brand new in-the-box PS5 that you can purchase.
Ooh, unopened, right?
Yeah, that you can purchase from my assistant, Sean's assistant, or Dave Dufour's assistant.
Speaking of, we will also accept trades. Things that are physical in nature.
What about an
NFT? No NFT trades. No. Okay. We want things that exist in reality. No draft picks. But we will take a if you have like a Porsche.
Yeah.
For instance.
And here's the thing. we're kind of crazy here at Roundball Rock. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just going to tell you this. The first person who buys the very first PS5, I don't know how we got this, they're going to get a podcast used bottle of beer from the Low Post. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And wow. It's still got some backwash in it. It is a Sam Adams. So it's just, it's the single beer he drank after recording with Kevin Arnovitz a couple months ago. Mm-hmm. So pretty good. Pretty good. We had it authenticated, actually. So
wow.
Well, yeah, that's amazing. We have to actually go to an ad real quick, so we're going to do that right here.
Attack me and them and us without any ramifications. I'm finished with that. Let me unpack and explain it. This is Sean King, and you are listening to
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
What's up? This is activist Sean King, and I'm just here to tell you to listen to my new podcast, The Breakdown, where I am selling four PS5. Get The Breakdown anywhere you listen to podcasts.
The Breakdown. The Breakdown. The Breakdown.
All right. Thank you from our sponsor. All right, Sean, we have a correction from last week's episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unfortunately, we made some mistakes.
We made a whoopsie.
Look, I know that Sean and Joey seem like they're incapable of making mistakes, but it's not true. Even gods make mistakes, which Sean and Joey definitely are. They made me say that. So here is a correction. That's right. We're doing corrections now. Everyone does whoopsie sometimes. Well, not me, because I'm a robot. Here's a correction.
All right, Sean, what mistake do you want to clear up here?
Yeah, so we had an issue last. We had a question that Joey brought up, which is, what are the horniest plays? Mm-hmm. And I feel bad that we left out a couple of them.
Cats. We left out cats.
Cats is horny in an uncomfortable yeah. way. That's like a Corbin way. You're like really into girls with cat ears. That's a reference to a podcast that doesn't exist anymore. Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. It's about a whorehouse. Also, the classic George Bernard Shaw play, Mrs. Warren's Persuasion, which actually mm-hmm. closed very quickly because it was so indecent. Some people were contacting us and mentioning the movie, the satire, Oh Calcutta, which mm-hmm. features a lot of nudity, but honestly is really not that horny. It's like, because it has sketch comedy, and that is the least sexy thing
yeah.
in the world. Improv and sketch comedy.
Well, you know what
it's
is
like throwing sexy. A glass of cold water on your genitals.
You know what is sexy though, Sean?
What's that?
The 160 frames of beautiful ultra HD graphics you can get on a PS5.
Wait, are they allowed to do that? I thought that was classified as a weapon by the government because it was so
ray tracing. Bidding. It yeah. has ray tracing, Sean.
Okay. Well,
wow. Listen, I don't know if you guys know this. The PS5 is so powerful, they don't want it to get to North Korea.
I've heard that, too. I've heard that, too. Actually, speaking
but
of things...
you know what? If you are listening to this in North Korea right now, we will sell this to you. Just email me at imahackerwhohackedapodcast@hacker.com.
Okay. Well, speaking of things from overseas, the second PS5 we saw, we have an extra bonus. It's an autographed boomerang from Sam Vecenie, the athletic writer.
Wow.
Known for his intense draft profiles written from the land down under. So it's pretty good. Yeah.
Well, guys, if you are in North Korea and purchase a PS5, it actually comes with delivered by Dennis Rodman. That mm-hmm. was just
oh, wow.
Something
amazing.
We got there. And that's
pretty that's good. Any that's of a the good
four,
get.
If you buy all four, we'll actually clone Dennis Rodman three times. So you each get your own Dennis Rodman.
And you just do that from like one of the mm-hmm. one of his nose rings, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's the DNA.
It's very, okay. The DNA is everywhere.
Guys, do you know what time it is?
I can't. Yeah, I think I do.
It's Tillman time. Oh.
That's right. Texas Tillman, Trump supporter, state house man, and billionaire buyer. Houston Rockets motherfucker. Tillman time.
How does Tillman describe himself?
A motherfucker.
All I do is win, win, win. Tillman time.
All right, Sean. What was Tillman up to this week? We haven't checked in with him in a while.
Yeah, so, you know, this Tillman news actually comes from our correspondent, Magic Johnson, the former general manager of the Los Angeles Lakers. And he posted a picture of him and Houston Rockets owner Tillman Fertitta in the streets of Capri. And the caption was, "What a cool picture of me and Houston Rockets owner Tillman Fertitta in the streets of Capri." And I mean, I guess it's a cool photo.
A cool picture.
I mean, look, they're both giving the thumbs up. That's
Tillman's,
cool.
Tillman's shirt is drenched in sweat.
Yeah.
He's on his little teeny tiny tippy toes.
He's wearing his sunglasses with a cord around the neck.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's likely been on a boat.
Well, yeah, time, they definitely right? met on their super yachts, right? Their super yachts are docked next to each other, right?
Uh-huh. Ooh, is Tillman out in his newest yacht?
Yeah,
Boardwalk or the Boardwalk?
Secret? Yeah, maybe.
You know
yeah.
what's newer than Tillman Fertitta's newest super yacht, Boardwalk, though?
I don't know.
These PS5s we're selling.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, so,
can I tell you a crazy thing? And Dave is too shy to admit this, but everybody that purchases a PS5 from Dave Dufour, you get to come to LA and you can choose one of Dave's impressive biceps and you can touch it. But the rule is you're not allowed to make eye contact with Dave while you're doing it. And he was shy about saying this. He's proud of his body. I'm proud of his body. That's a bonus for anyone who buys the PS5 from Dave.
I have a no eye contact rule just generally.
Oh, yeah.
If you're within the 3-foot bubble, no eye contact.
Yeah, he's like Ellen DeGeneres in that way.
Well,
only that way.
Dave also told me there's something else he's offering.
Okay.
Is that if you buy one of these PS5s, he will get the president of the sports business classroom, Larry Kuhn, to leave you a voicemail reading the CBA provision of your choice.
Oh, wow.
That's true. I actually just confirmed that. Yeah, Larry sent me a text confirming that he's in for that. So, I mean, hey, it could be that Dennis Rodman, if you're in the geographic border area, you know, inside North Korea, you could get Dennis Rodman and Larry Kuhn.
It's pretty good.
It's a hell of a combo.
Yeah.
Is that our episode, guys? I think that's our episode.
Right? I mean, I guess that's right. Yeah.
All right.
Again, that's
Dave. Is there anything you'd like to plug?
Well, I really these PS5s.
Yeah.
It's very important that these PS5s are purchased. And with all the bonuses. Speaking of one extra bonus, actually throw in a PS4 with every PS5.
Purchase. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's like throwing in Dwayne Wade when you only wanted LeBron.
And Sean, what would you like to plug?
Obviously these PS5s. Also, we had a new episode of Round Book Rock with part two of the Tiger Woods book, where coincidentally, Corbin Smith asks whether he thinks Tiger Woods can plays the game Elden Ring. Mm-hmm. Tiger is a gamer, and Elden Ring is going to be packaged with
the Round Book Rock,
well, one of these PS5s. We only have one Elden Ring. It's pretty great. And, you know, in part three, I don't know how it's going to go, but the first note on the rundown is, did Tiger kill Epstein from the government? So it's going to be a good episode just based on that. And you can get that at patreon.com/roundrock.
And then as for me, you can always follow me on Twitter at Genie Buss, the owner of the Lakers, where on Earlier this week, I tweeted, huge announcement, hello Twitter family, I have 3 hashtag PS5 for sale for you guys, DM me to purchase, all proceeds will go directly towards charity, and everyone that purchases one will have the chance to attend a Lakers game. And then a picture of a PS5 that is clearly not in her possession. Alright, Sean didn't write a song this week, but I did. So please enjoy the dulcet tones of the brand new PS5 startup sound, which I wrote. Don't tell Sony, but that's playing under us briefly. Trust the process.
Trust the process.
And shut it down. Let's all go home and play our brand new PS5s.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.